And it's 2:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn Foster with you weekdays noon to 3.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And let's connect about this. We did talk about this yesterday, about this article that's out there, the 9 American cities nearly destroyed by the recession. And so what I really wanted to do was bring in someone, talk with someone who really has their finger on the pulse of the economics of Champaign-Urbana. And Mark Ballard, who is the president of Bank Champaign, you certainly fit that bill, and we've been happy to have you on before. Mark has a great blog, Mark's Investment Strategies blog. And Mark, what did you think when you first heard that we were on this list of the 9 cities nearly destroyed by the recession?
Well, I actually wrote the article about it over at the halfwayinteresting.com blog.
Right.
And basically the first line of that said something along the lines of, you could have been reading along and you thought it would have been Detroit or, you know, Las Vegas or one of these other cities that's been completely decimated by the housing crisis and unemployment. And then as you go through it, you stumble across Champaign-Urbana, and it's just a shocker.
Yeah. And the blog post over at Halfway Interesting, because we came in at number 4, and you're the title is, "We are number 4? I mean, I couldn't even believe that we were in front of Flint, Michigan.
Oh, I know. It's crazy, isn't
it? You know, I mean, talk about, you know, cities that are that even look dilapidated. We don't have that going on. I mean, yes, we have. Okay, why don't we break this down? First of all, why did we even make the list?
Well, it seems like they're basing their, I guess, analysis on one piece of data, and that is jobs lost and permanent, I guess, permanent unemployment might be the way for them to put it. But, you know, since I wrote that, I've just been really curious about it because it's just such a strange thing. And I actually went to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics to see what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, their unemployment numbers for Champaign-Urbana are very different from the articles. Right now, it's saying that our current unemployment rate is 7.8%. That we've gained 3,000 jobs since July of 2011. Our unemployment is down from 8.9% in July of 2011. And that there are certain sectors of employment in Champaign-Urbana that are growing nicely, like the manufacturing has a year-over-year gain for 2011 of 1.3%, and IT has an 8.3% year-over-year gain.
That's from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because they're. I wonder where these guys got their numbers. This is from a site. It's called 24/7. 24/7 Wall Street, and what they say this, well, they say breaking news that can move the market real time, so real time company news, economic reports, that's what this website says they are, and this is the company, this is the website where they posted the site about Champaign-Urbana being on this list. Something else that they attributed us being on the list for is just the housing bubble burst.
Correct.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's definitely slow. But, you know, we see it picking up. You know, in 2007, it was really, really bad.
Right.
It's gotten progressively a little bit better each year.
Yeah. And I think it just depends on where you are and how much you're asking for. And, I mean, I know that there are some areas that, man, people just cannot get their house sold. But I think that's more of a reflection of the nation than just our area.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, I also looked at the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, and basically they focus on personal income growth. And, you know, the housing crisis will be resolved as personal income grows and people have a better opportunity to be able to, you know, pay down their mortgages. And the more cash flow that goes into housing, relative values start to increase. And, you know, eventually that's one of the ways that this will all be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to them, personal income growth year-over-year for Champaign-Urbana is up 2%, and the GDP growth for Champaign-Urbana is also up 2% year-over-year, up to $8.8 billion.
Carson City, Nevada came in at number 1, and Mark, you've got some information that nobody else has, and that is Carson City, Nevada's response to this article.
You betcha. Carson City obviously didn't like to be number 1 in this guy's article.
We don't like being number 4.
We don't like to be number 4. So basically the head of the Chamber of Commerce for Carson City wrote to the IHS Global Insights group that actually published the report that the guy wrote the article based upon.
Okay, because that's the only source that is cited in explaining how they came up with their numbers and determining why we're so nearly destroyed.
You bet.
Okay.
What was pretty interesting was that IHS wrote back to this fellow that's the director, and I'm scanning through here. He basically says what happened was that the gentleman that wrote the article, the journalist, said some things that weren't really said in the report itself.
Oh, okay, great.
Basically, says our report did not say that Carson City, Nevada, is the least likely to recover. That was a journalist's interpretation. We merely see a modest job loss continuing in the metro area in 2012, and that was the focus of our report.
Mm.
So well, I have not yet found this actual report yet, but I'm going to see if I can dig that up.
Okay, well, and you know, I mean, even just talking with you, you went to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and saw different statistics than what is cited in this article from this firm, IHS. So it's just, you know, it's kind of, I mean, it ticks you off. And first of all, when you go to the website where this article is, the 24/7 Wall Street Wire, it doesn't even say who the author is. So
true.
So somebody can really, and we were talking with TJ earlier today, TJ Blakeman, about the, you know, the restaurant week, and TJ's with the Champaign Center Partnership. And, you know, I guess our concern is that this is out there in the web and maybe somebody or a company is thinking about coming here, locating here, and they see that we're one of those cities nearly destroyed by the recession, that articles like this can have an impact on cities like ours.
It's true. It's true. I mean, it's more of a perception than a reality, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, just from what you've said, I'm not buying it. And, you know, I think if you're talking about a city, I mean, what about Chicago? I guess I just don't understand how we made this list.
Yeah, I think that it's rather dubious reporting.
You're saying the forecast looks good for Champaign-Urbana.
Well, you know, it certainly isn't as bleak as what they're talking about.
Right.
And I think that we're definitely on the upswing.
Something else that TJ had mentioned, I can't remember what source he was talking about, but, you know, just that some place was talking, something, a place that he had read, an article that he'd read about, you know, the cities that are going to do the best in the future, have the best opportunity for growth, are cities that are good with technology. And he cited our, U2C, UC2B, the fiber optic network
mm-hmm.
that's going in.
Mm-hmm.
And research is huge. And, of course, we've got the University of Illinois. We've got research parks. So, you know, I think things are looking good. And, you know, with our thriving downtown, you know, One Main, M2, I mean, I think we've got a lot to attract people to come here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at some of the other media about Champaign-Urbana out there, you know, Newsweek says we're, you know, one of the top 10 hottest tech cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the National Home Builders say that we're the 22nd most affordable housing site in the United States for metropolitan areas. I mean,
okay.
You know, Reader's Digest even says that we're one of the top 50 places to raise a family. I mean,
okay.
Come on, you know, things
right.
are not dire like this guy wrote in the article.
Okay.
It's just not out there.
All right, good. So we can just shake that off and not worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, so stocks have been down today. We're going to run the latest Wall Street Journal report for folks. I mean, it's been up and down. And if you've never checked out Mark's blog, he's got a great blog, Mark's Investment Strategies blog, which you can get to through the Bank Champaign website. If you go to bankchampaign.com, just look for the Investment Strategies blog. What is your thoughts, Ben? You know, it seems like one day everybody's all excited because Greece is going to come to a deal on their debt. The next day, it's not going to happen. I mean, come on. It's insane.
Yeah, I think what's happening right now is we've had a fairly big run-up off the bottom that we saw back in the fall of last year. You know, we're up about 25% from
mm-hmm.
that bottoming. That's a big move. People are sort of at a technical level right now, right around 1309, and we're consolidating 1309 on the S&P 500 index. We're consolidating right around that. But I think that we should see 1340, 1345, then look for 1370. But if you look at what's happening, the economic reports that are coming out are all, you know, as a whole, much better than people had anticipated. Nothing looks like we're set for a second type of recession here.
Well, and I'm hearing that we're trying for the best January we've had since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's true.
So things are starting to kind of trickle back and get to normal. But then you hear news today about, you know, we're going to be another trillion in the hole from the CBO. I mean, things like that, are going to keep us from really progressing. We're just going to have a little, you know, one step forward, one step back, one step forward, two steps forward, one step back, that kind of thing.
There's going to be a lot of that. There's no doubt about it. I mean, all of those things like the unemployment rate and the debt that our country has, you know, all of that's going to end up being an overhang.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to talking to you more about all of this. Thanks for setting the record straight, though. We are definitely not one of the cities nearly destroyed by the recession.
All right. Thanks all so right. much.
Take care. Mark Ballard, everybody, with Bank Champaign. 222 at Connect FM. Let's do check what the markets are looking like right now. Here's your Wall Street Journal report.